Alice's Adventures in Wonderland remains a beloved classic, more than 150 years since its publication, and its readership spans generations. How have different versions of the tale reflected their environments, and what does Alice look like in 2017? We hear more from Rebecca Adelsheim, production dramaturg for Looking Glass Alice, now playing at Baltimore Center Stage, a Maryland Humanities grantee.
In 2015, Lewis Carroll's Alice's Adventures in Wonderland celebrated 150 years of publication. Alice's fantastical journeys down the rabbit hole and through the looking glass have captivated readers, filmmakers, artists, and fashion designers, keeping the Alice story as an indefatigable part of our cultural imagination. Alice and the continuum of her reincarnations and reimaginings act as a transformative framework, reflecting back our current cultural moment and anxieties. When first published in 1865, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland both revolutionized children's literature and reflected a restricted Victorian society on the precipice of change. Technological advances brushed up against a society desperately clinging to old, stringent ways of life, codified in Victorian behavior. From this cultural tension emerges Alice, a child at the brink of adolescence embracing Wonderland, a world full of imagination and free of Victorian constraints. Using Carroll's stories as a framework, the now popular 1951 Walt Disney movie adaptation reflected 1950s post-war anxieties. In this adaptation, Alice is a weaker, easily thwarted version of the intelligent, inquisitive Victorian child. She narrowly escapes death by the Queen of Hearts to discover that she was just dreaming through the adventure. The strong moralizing message to accept the status quo reflects a post-war society that sent women away from their wartime jobs and tried to force them back into homemaking. Alice has continued to reverberate in nearly every medium, from stained glass windows to graphic novels. Despite tone changes, setting adaptations, and other variances, Alice continues to act as a mirror for social anxieties. How then does Alice transform again in turbulent 2017? We see a hint of this in the early release photos of the 2018 Pirelli calendar, an annual limited edition calendar established in 1964 that has recently reinvented itself to be a cultural barometer featuring famed photographers. For the first time, Alice is a Black woman surrounded by an entirely Black fantasy world. As photographer Tim Walker told the New York Times, quote, "This is not about trends. This is about the zeitgeist today. I think we are living in a fantastically exciting time, particularly when a story like that of Alice that has held such resonance with so many people and been told in a certain way for so long can now be told compellingly in another." Looking Glass Alice at Baltimore Center Stage is part of the continued reverberations of a celebrated icon. This production follows a young woman of color, Alice, on her journey to become a queen. She asks, "Who is the queen I want to be? How do I find my space? Who am I in the face of this world?" Still caught in the tension between change and familiarity, Alice is now a young woman, defiantly part of our current political and cultural moment. Looking Glass Alice is now playing at Baltimore Center Stage through December 31st.
For more on Looking Glass Alice, visit centerstage.org. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WYPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.